Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hi. How are you? Happy birthday today.
Thank you. Didn't have to.
Come on now. Is that your birthday present to yourself?
I'm stealing a bunch of CDs that aren't anybody's? Yes.
Yeah. Do you get yourself a birthday present?
No.
No.
No. Here's my thing on, and again, thank you for that. I know we're supposed to act like we're above talking about stuff like that on air. It's always weird.
What do you mean, a birthday?
Yeah, well, like birthdays, like sports radio guys do the thing of, we're not here to talk about that today. It's just the weirdest thing, like that's somehow self-indulgent of somebody saying happy birthday to you, and I fell right into the trap.
Oh, yeah, no, screw that. Just congratulations on showing up to work on your birthday, because not everyone does that.
I mean, listen, I'm
a big work on your birthday guy.
I showed up to work on my birthday while with a bum leg. I'm showing Jed Wills single-handedly how you do it. Get better, Jed. But no, so I don't, mostly because it's weird. Even when somebody asks me, like, what do you want for your birthday?
Yeah.
Every answer tends to come back to I'm 39.
You can buy things when you want to. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, because it's weird. Like, and here's the other thing. I'm always afraid of, like, what if they get me the thing that's like the thing that I want, but not the exact thing I want? Like when I was 12, my grandma Penny got me NBA Live. For PlayStation.
Which was not NBA Jam.
It was not. But it was, I didn't have a PlayStation.
Oh.
Yeah. So I just had to eat that one. Because I can't, I mean, she's
my
grandma.
Do you have an Xbox? Do you have a GameCube? You seem like a GameCube kid.
I have, I was a Nintendo guy until the PS2. But I was like,
that's tough, man.
You can't break it to your grandma because grandmas are so awesome. Like, so many awesome grandmas. Whether it's blood related or not, just so many awesome grandmas. I can't tell you that you got me the wrong game. No, I'm going to sit there, say it's the greatest thing I ever saw, and then never play it and exchange it at a game exchange at some point later.
For 40% of the price.
Yep. Wish we could do straight ups, but we did not. But, well, thank you again.
Yeah, what are you, 39 today?
39 today, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's not 40, so you don't get to throw yourself a party. 39 is the, you don't really get to celebrate that one too much. But I'll tell you. Congratulations. Another trip around the sun. We take those things for granted.
We do.
And
we
I think it's nice to celebrate it.
You know, it's funny.
I used to hate birthdays. Now I celebrate birthdays.
I know. I'm trying because my kids are still at the point where they're very much enjoying it.
Yeah.
So they're like, are you excited about your birthday? I'm like, yeah. But I can't really because it's
like. You're pumped for them.
Well,
you know?
Yeah. Like, I think that's what I'm excited about. Like, they give me a little extra love today. Like, today, you know, we're talking about it with my kids. And, you know, Vanessa, make sure that they know, hey, remember it's dad's birthday. And
what does birthday privileges get you? Do you get, like, if you want a Coke from the fridge, they have to go get you it? Is that what it is?
No. No.
Okay.
It just extends that they're going to give you an extra hug and say that they love you.
Okay. That's nice, too.
You're still going to get sass no matter if you ask them to do anything. There's no birthday Peterlin pass on this one.
Okay. All right. Wasn't sure. I feel like after the day the Browns had yesterday, they should just feel that way towards you all day today anyway.
I actually kind of think that this is the perfect way to say this because for the second of three weeks, we get to start you and me talking about the Peterlin pass and whether it was just one game or not.
Oh, zero chance there's a Peterlin pass here today.
Zero chance.
Zero chance.
Yeah.
You've shown me who you are. I don't want to believe it, but you've shown me who you are, and that's why there's no Peterlin pass today.
Yeah, so like I find losing in general easier to tolerate when I think that you did it, you gave it your all. You know what I mean? Like, if you played injured, but you just didn't play well, I can get by that.
Oh, no, I think they gave it their all. That's the part I think I'm mad about, is I think they gave it their all. I think they just suck.
Well, let's show you work. I request elaboration before I finish up on my well.
Where on the dial do you want me to show you? It's a pick-your-own-poison here. You just name part of the team. Yeah, name part of the team, and then I can tell you exactly what the problem was.
So, individually, I do think a lot of the guys played hard. I don't think they know how to play hard together, which is mystifying because it's like we had somebody in the break tweeted me, hey, dumbass. I don't know why I gave him that voice.
That was an accent right there. I think that was New York
hey, dumbass.
Accent.
They're just not a good team. They just don't have talent. I don't know why I'm doing
from
this.
Pizza I'm still shop in the burbs.
I'm so sorry. A double pepperoni. But no, he's like, yeah, they have no talent. I'm like, it's the exact same team from last year.
It's the exact same team.
So the idea that the entire team
with Jerry
is washed,
yeah.
They lost their powers, the Monstar stole them? Like, you have to be huffing paint to think that they just aren't talented. But that's not what because you're saying they just suck.
Well, okay, suck. Clearly, I like bedside manner if I'm going with just straight up suck. But that's how I feel. I feel like I was robbed. yesterday
of an afternoon.
Yeah, basically. Well, yesterday I was debating. I'm like, oh, are people by the halftime? You're gonna go out apple picking? You're gonna do this? You're gonna do that? And I was like setting up all sorts of people's afternoons because I was convinced the Giants couldn't score more than 10 points. I thought the defense, the way Jacksonville in that game against Jacksonville, I thought the defense was telling us we are not the team that you saw in Houston against the playoffs. We're not the team that you saw really for the final six games of last year, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And then you let Daniel Jones do that to you.
I had said going in this game was a affirm or negate game, and it depends on which game from the first 2 weeks that they affirmed and which game they negated. And they negated the wrong game and they affirmed the wrong game because mm-hmm. the game that they affirmed was the Dallas game. And that's, I continue to go back to, again, you're fair to point out the difference between playing hard and playing hard together is tough to kind of see. Because it is, like, there are still good guys in that locker room.
Yeah.
But every time we go to the bigger things, like they suck, that to me is actually the perfect word to use to describe where they are now. They are not consistently competitive enough. And that's I don't want to say it's the worst place to be, but I'll take you lose because of talent. I'll take if it was just the offensive line. But I do think that the defense is riding on their laurels of last year with Jim Schwartz.
And which they shouldn't be because the wheels fell off the bus in the last part of the year.
And now they're falling off even more. I don't know if there's like a fifth wheel that comes out of nowhere and you're like, I didn't know you had that wheel. But like there's
the spare tire in the back.
I agree with you through two of the three games. Like, find me the positive. Oh, Amari Cooper, big game, multiple touchdowns. Holy
hell. No, all Amari Cooper did there in that moment, though, and it was good. It was a good game by Amari Cooper, but all he did was erase problems that he created by sucking in the first two games. Like, we're not crediting the arsonist for putting out the fire.
Well, but at the same point, his separation was woefully inadequate. So, yes, he was making the catches. He wasn't getting any separation from the wide receivers. The only guy that got separation was Jerry Jeudy. So even the positive that I can say there is in some way negated by the additional way to look at that game.
No doubt.
I will say, because I think this is a valid question that we're going to reassess damn near every week now until at some point in October, where at some point you got to call a fight, one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
It's still incredibly early, but because of the way they played, this has brought up the question whether the Browns are still a playoff team. Where do you sit with this?
I don't think you can right now. I think after the first 3 weeks, after that game, you get to question everything. I want to be the person that tells you they're going to win 11 games. They're still in one of the best seven teams in the AFC. But, Nick, playoff teams don't play like they just played.
Yeah. Well, and I think, again, that how you lose matters so much.
For sure it does.
So I don't know how many more games you can come out, and I'm thinking about leadership. I'm thinking about, are you front runners? Which is, that is a mentality we have seen peak its head with Kevin Stefanski's 4 years here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking like the 2022 team. When they had a lead, they're the best team that ever played.
Mm-hmm.
The second they got behind, it was as if they forgot how to play football. So it's not like this is a new thing we're talking about, the playing from ahead. You're not, if the only time you can win a game is if you're ahead the whole game, you're not a good team. That 2022 team was not a good team.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what any stat you can pull that says, well, but you know, they got seven wins in spite of .. Don't care. You have to be able to win games from behind. So I do think that's the crucial thing. It's not necessarily about wins and losses that define this, but are we coming out talking about a team that the second they get popped in the mouth, all of a sudden they go flat, lie down? And the Giants did everything to give that game back.
Well, they tried. They tried their hardest. How many different offensive possessions at the end? Like, I'll be one of the people that will get on the Jerome Ford fumble. Of course, I thought we were scoring on that drive. I really did. I thought we were. But there was so many other opportunities that they tried laying at your feet, and you just couldn't – you didn't want to win.
Can we just do this? Because some people have wanted to kind of foot around this a little bit. I don't think I can say the first word yet.
yeah, not yet. Probably not ever, but not yet.
Baron Penguin After Dark on that one.
Yeah.
I think it was all on Jerome. I thought it was a clean handoff, a little high.
It looked fine.
But I think he just biffed it.
I'm not a handoff expert, but it looked fine to me.
So should we practice handoffs out on?
Apparently they do. That was the funniest thing. It's like, we do 125 reps a day with handoffs. I was like, oh, so maybe you are spending your time horribly in practice. You do 125 reps a day on that?
Well, maybe Jerome just skipped that day.
That should just be the easiest thing in the world.
It's like the day in like eighth grade when you learned budgeting wasn't there. Cannot manage my money to save my life.
Does that feel like the day? It feels more like first grade when you learn 2 + 2 = 4. It's like, do we really have to spend hours upon hours on that one?
Well, that's, you know, it's funny about that.
It feels pivotal, but I don't know.
It's the same thing about calling out protections. It's the same thing about like Joel Bitonio kicking a man out to the left and Jed Wills watching both defenders go by him. Like, that's what kind of pisses me off the most.
Yeah, are we spending too much time on the elementary stuff?
No, as a matter of fact, I think the problem is we're talking about big picture things. These are pretty basic things that you lost on yesterday.
That's the problem, though. I feel like if they're spending 125 reps in just handoffs, are we spending too much time on the things that these should be the 2-foot putts? They're not even the 5-foot putts. These are the 2-foot putts.
So we are in
these
agreement
the easy things.
That 3 weeks in is incredibly early,
yeah,
to say this is not still a playoff team, right?
It's early, but I think if you want to say that, and I think I will say that, I don't think they're a playoff team right now. They haven't shown me they're a playoff team.
Is that couching it a little bit?
It's not couching it. No. I definitively answered it now. That I think this is the third time in saying I don't think they're a playoff team right now, and I hate that. You know I hate that. Oh,
I'm seeing
come
it.
On now.
Well, cause I
come
think,
on now.
I think that's...
Was it the fact that I said you can say? Is that why?
I think there are two on-ramps or off-ramps here. Is this still a playoff team? And you were like, they're not a playoff team right now.
I gotta leave them the chance to get back, do I not?
Well, okay. So here's the way
it is still week three. You're not wrong about that.
They're still the team.
I'm not going to sit here in week 14 if they win a bunch of games and be like, oh boy, was I wrong there.
So now I'm just going to one-up you just for my own sake.
Yeah.
They're still the team that went to the playoffs last year. Until we have enough evidence to suggest to the contrary.
I think you get to question everything today.
Yes, but I think you can do both things. I still think that, are they a playoff team? Right now. It's a little bit. I think
playoff teams play like they played in the first 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah,
none.
Uh-huh.
None.
But they, in fairness, they played this way a couple times last year and were in the playoffs.
Right, what light bulb is going to come on? What's going to happen?
In fixing the light bulb at center, let's start there. And maybe
can we hand off the light bulb to Jerome Ford? Can he carry that properly?
Maybe try a different running back. I don't know. But listen, we're not that far away from this being a real decision. Like, if they come out one or two more times like this before you get to divisional play on the 20th, you're going to have to call this thing super early. The Boo Birds became a big topic of yesterday, and it's less that there were boos, and it was more the amount of boos. And I kind of feel like if anybody is taking a shot at fans who paid their hard-earned money to go to that game and spent their entire day at that game, if your biggest problem, or even in the top five, is the fans booed too much, I think you're missing the ever-loving point.
Remember Miles a couple weeks ago? Miles was like, yeah, they paid the money. They get to go ahead and do this, and we have to kind of own that. And I don't think Miles thought he was going to have it twice in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Remember the Vikings player a couple weeks ago came out, and he was like, I can't believe they booed and they did this. It was like, it wasn't a Vikings player. Vikings have been winning a lot of games. There was somebody random in the NFL that was doing that, though, and I cannot remember for the life of me who that is.
We're so close to getting to the bottom of the...
We're going to get this guy. We're going to get this guy, this unnamed football player. But like, I always think that, yeah, you have the right to boo. You have the right to chant. You have the right to do whatever you want.
Well, and I think the idea of... So I'll be honest with you. I think there's a little bit more booing going on naturally because of the Deshaun thing hanging over everybody's head.
Yeah.
So I think we are quicker to boo right now. I also think, like, that one, I think you felt, this is how it's different than Dallas. There were so many minutes and so many moments in that game late where, and you said it about, the Jerome Ford fumble, where you were like, we're scoring on this drive.
For sure, I thought they were scoring on that drive.
And I'll be honest with you. I thought the same thing. I'm like, you got the 2-point conversion. You got into the end zone for the second time with Amari. Like, they've got nothing. They're out of gas. You've got an opportunity here. And then it was the Amari fumble. It was a Cedric Tillman drop on 4th and 5. Like, here's the thing. If the Browns were 3-0 going to that game and you get booed, all right, that's a little ridiculous. if the Browns had had successful winning seasons 10 times in a row, if they're the Chiefs, all right, as embarrassing as that was, you're not booing.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think people miss with the criticism of the booing is how hard it is to be where the Browns are when this is not where you expected to be. Like, I'll be honest with you, man, there are some days I am taking these losses so much harder than 2017. I'm taking them so much harder than 2022, even. Because the whole point was, well, if we just wait a little bit longer, this thing is going to pay. And it's not just about Deshaun. It's this culture is going to hit a gear. And to be here, and it's not, this is where it's not about Deshaun, to be 5 years in and talking about effort, focus, playing hard together as opposed to just playing hard, communication, like the basic nuances, to be talking about that in season five here is just a little frustrating.
Well, it feels like we're never going to actually get there, Nick.
Yeah. And again, I think that's a recency bias thing. But think about it. If, like, in that moment, I got no problem with fans popping off, even if it's a little bit more than normal early in the season, because it's not just about one game.
Well, were they popping off because they popped off because they love a chance to boo Deshaun, or were they popping off because they were genuinely like, oh my gosh, this is the worst thing we've ever seen, and we hate this team now and everything that you saw post-game?
Can, like, it be yes?
It can be, if you want it to be. Like, I'll say this, on top of that, though, I'll give credit to Deshaun. You know, Deshaun, now this has been, I think, 2 weeks in a row where a lot of people thought mentally he would just completely fall down and not be able to do anything. And I thought he was getting better and better as the game moved on. I thought he did put the team in the right position. I thought he was going to score if Ford hadn't fumbled. And I did think that the throw to Tillman was spot on. Like, if people are booing Deshaun and you think it's going to get to him in any sort of way, it hasn't. And I think that's something that you can at least commend Deshaun for.
So can I say that, though? Is it okay? Is that a, if, is is,
I mean, I
is commending him for his hard effort?
I know what you're thinking. It doesn't matter. They lost the game anyway. Who cares?
Well, no, that's not what I'm thinking, but I'm wondering whether fans feel that same way. You know what? I know you, because I thought, guys, he got his ass beat.
I mean, I think people think that he's mentally weak, mentally soft, mentally just as tiny as it gets, and it's just not true.
Yeah, I mean,
you saw another example of why it's not true just yesterday.
Yeah, and I just think, like, that's the kind of thing that if you get the win, we're talking about Deshaun's toughness, but that maybe because they got the loss, it's like in bad taste. Or it's being Watson apologists, which I think you and I have been accused of at various points over the last
year. Yeah, because even though we don't defend him, we just don't bash him at every opportunity. Yeah. So clearly we're like the biggest defenders ever.
You know, JP, the sun came out today. Cannot believe Deshaun Watson put the clouds in the sky. Like, that is, yeah, that is to, yeah, the level of criticism of Deshaun. And that doesn't mean that Deshaun is blameless. It's just for wild, sure, how, like, well, but Deshaun's not playing well enough. So he wanted the offense changed. So he broke Kevin Stefanski. Like, Kevin Stefanski's a head coach. Like, if switching an offense or a scheme breaks you, we probably got bigger issues there. 216-474-0092. Did they get booed too much? Because I saw some
between that and the "we want Jameis" chants.
I thought I think that's, that to me is I was going to say specifically about Deshaun.
Tell me on it. I mean, yeah, that's, yeah, it's 100% of Deshaun. And Deshaun's hearing. He's hearing, we want Jameis chance, and then delivered what I think were probably the best two drives he had of the game, where he didn't find the end zone. And listen, I'm not gonna wipe him away of any sort of blame. That's not what I'm doing here.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot that was not great with Deshaun yesterday. There was a lot that was not great with the offense yesterday. But he didn't just lay down and die. I think a lot of people, if they're counting for your backup and they're screaming for your backup, I think you lay down and die in that scenario.
Is toughness the way? Like, I know winning is the ultimate way to Browns fans' heart. Is this going to be like a Rocky scenario with by the 12th round? If Deshaun continues to get up as he's just getting his ass kicked, does that get him any kind of endearment from Browns fans?
Well, I guess I would ask, what does the Browns fan want in that situation? Because you're not going to get what you actually want. You think the cheers are going to have Kevin Stefanski have this aha moment, like, oh, yeah, the fans are right. Jameis, come on down. Yeah, let's do this. You talked me into it. It's not going to happen.
I think what the fan that is booing Deshaun or chanting for Jameis there, I think they'd rather get the early victory of, well, I guess he's just not cut out for it, even if that sacrifices the rest of the season. I do think we're getting there for some Browns fans.
So I could cut off your nose to spite your face.
Yeah, and I can't get there. Like in analyzing Deshaun, like if the only bit of analysis you can give is, well, it didn't meet the highest bar, I don't think that's analysis. Like I think if you don't go, well, all right, the first half, I don't know what to make of it. Third quarter was objectively awful because the throws were missed all over the place, and he showed some guts in the fourth quarter. Like if you can't take that away, then I think you're watching every single snap with, well, he just sucks.
Which, I think there are some people that are like that.
Which I think that's fine for fans. I don't think you can do that in the media, and I think there's plenty of people in the media that it's just confirmation bias. Real quick, let's go with Randy, because Randy disagrees with us here a little bit, if I can get this going. Randy, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
Good afternoon, buddy. What you got?
Hey, all right. Got a bit of a rant here, so let me get right to it. So
are you in the toilet?
I agree with what you were saying. Oh, sorry.
Talking through a tin can.
Oh, no, second.
We got you flustered, Randy. It's
sorry.
Okay. It's
you fine. Started so hot. This is on me.
I thought the main question is Ross Tucker in there, too.
All right, so any better?
A little bit better.
Oh,
all right.
Ross on the call this weekend.
Look at that.
Yeah, so I agree with what you were saying a bit earlier that, hey, for the Browns, it's still relatively early. We played three games. There's still some time to clean things up. But to me, like, that only applies for coaches, for players who have shown me something in the past. So, like, Jim Schwartz, I have confidence in him. He can get our defense playing well because he led us to one of the top-ranked defenses last year. For Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, led us to two playoff appearances in 4 years. I have confidence that he can fix some of the issues we have going on. Players like Cooper, Teller, Betonio, if they say they're going to fix things, they can play better. I trust them because I've seen them play at a high level for many years. But what I don't have confidence in or faith in are players who have shown me nothing for years now. And for me, I'm talking mainly about Deshaun because it's now year three with him. And for 90% of the time he's on the field, sure, he's shown some flashes, but 90% of the time it's been the same type of performance. And that is really a bottom five quarterback play. So with yesterday's game, to be fair, I don't think Deshaun played well, but there were many other people, positions, coaches to blame for that loss as well. But having said that, in today's NFL, it's all about the quarterback. And I think even with consistently average quarterback play, it will help mask or fix a lot of the issues we have. So our O-line, it's in shambles right now, no doubt. But a lot of those sacks yesterday, or a good majority, and really since Watson's been playing with us, it's because he either holds onto the ball too long, he runs into sacks. You know, he has zero pocket presence. If his first read is not open, he panics. He starts to scramble. And he often finds himself either getting sacked or making an off-balance throw or getting hit as he's trying to pass. So a QB that can get rid of the ball quickly, that can read a defense, make changes at the line of scrimmage, audible. I can't remember the last time it was Deshaun audible. That can play both under center and in shotgun will cover up a lot of holes. Because Deshaun is so inaccurate, they can bring 6-7 guys and just tee off on him because he has not proven since he's been with us that he can hit the guys, you know, on target. So my point is basically things are not going to change. Yeah, we have some issues right now. But until Watson, he's not going to be the player he was in Houston. And with each passing week, I don't even think he can be a consistently average quarterback. And until we replace him at quarterback, he's going to be the main source of our problems. And I think the sooner we replace him, the better. And I don't know if Jameis is the answer. I can't imagine he's much worse. But I really think if Watson stays in the rest of the year, we're a 5-6 team win max. So,
Randy, we got to run. But please remember to courtesy flush, okay?
Yeah. All right.
I feel like that was a tepid admission that's exactly what was going on there.
Yeah.
Listen, that's where you, if you're, okay, nope, not going there. If you're getting paid to do that on company time, you might as well make a call to the local sports talk show as well.